March 12. I don't have to write progress report on top every day, just when I start a new batch, after Professor Niemer takes the old ones away. I just have to put the date on top. That saves time. It's a good idea. I can sit up in bed and look out the window at the grass and trees outside. The skinny nurse's name is Hilda, and she's very good to me. She brings me things to eat, and she fixes my bed, and she says I was a very brave man to let them do things to my head. She says she would never let them do things to her brains for all the tea in China. I told her it wasn't for tea in China, it was to make me smart. And she said, maybe they got no right to make me smart, because if God wanted me to be smart, he would have made me born that way. And what about Adam and Eve, and the sin with the tree of knowledge, and eating the apple, and the fall, and maybe Professor Niemer and Dr. Strauss was tampering with things they got no right to tamper with? She's very skinny, and when she talks, her face gets all red. She says maybe I better pray to God to ask him to forgive what they done to me. I didn't eat no apples, or do nothing sinful. And now I'm scared. Maybe I shouldn't have let them operate on my brains like she said, if it's against God. I don't want to make God angry. March 13. They changed my nurse today. This one is pretty. Her name is Lucille. She showed me how to spell it from my progress report, and she got yellow hair and blue eyes. I asked her, where was Hilda? And she said Hilda wasn't working in that part of the hospital no more. Only in the maternity ward by the babies, where it don't matter if she talks too much. When I asked her about what was maternity, she said it's about having babies. But when I asked her how they have them, she got red in the face, just the same like Hilda, and she said she got to take somebody's temperature. Nobody ever tells me about the babies. Maybe if this thing works and I get smart, I'll find out. Miss Kinnean came to see me today, and she said, Charlie, you look wonderful. I told her, I feel fine, but I don't feel smart yet. I thought that when the operation was over and they took the bandages off my eyes, I'd be smart and know a lot of things so I could read and talk about important things like everybody else. She said, that's not the way it works, Charlie. It comes slowly, and you have to work very hard to get smart. I didn't know that. If I got to work hard anyway, what did I have to have the operation for? She said she wasn't sure, but the operation was to make it so that when I did work hard to get smart, it would stick with me, and not be like it was before when it didn't stick so good. Well, I told her that made me kind of feel bad, because I thought I was going to be smart right away, and I could go back to show the guys at the bakery how smart I am, and talk with them about things, and maybe even get to be an assistant baker. Then I was going to try and find my mom and dad. They'd be surprised to see how smart I got, because my mom always wanted me to be smart too. Maybe they wouldn't send me away no more, if they see how smart I am. I told Miss Kinnean I would try hard to be smart, as hard as I can. She patted my hand and said, I know you will. I have faith in you, Charlie.